This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The start of a new school year also means, for those of you with middle and high schoolers, the start of middle and high school sports. But as a lot of parents will readily attest, kids' sports is so very much bigger than just school teams. It is, says Linda Flanagan in her new book, Take Back the Game. It's an ecosystem of business interests, up to and including the private travel sports leagues some might be familiar with, also the facilities that house those leagues, and then the college athletic system. So question number one for Linda Flanagan was, of course, how big the youth sports ecosystem might actually be.
Well, the estimate is that it's a $19 billion industry, and that's a 90% increase since 2010, I should add.
It's a lot of money.
It's more than the NFL, which is $15 billion.
Wow. Context is everything. That's a crazy comparison.
It really is.
And that money is coming from where? Parents, I guess, right? Who want their kids to play all these sports.
Yes. It's, you know, it goes into travel, to equipment, to team memberships. There's, you know, there's an entire world out there that is offering sports options to parents, and they're paying up. In fact, parents pay reportedly $30 billion a year for their kids' sports.
It seems to me, literally a recipe for haves and have-nots, because if you're some upper middle-income family who can afford, and look, my kids played baseball when I was a kid, and there were like $250 baseball bats, which, for the record, I did not buy for my kids because that's insane.
But they've gone up.
Yeah, and they've gone up, right? So not every parent can afford that, and so you have kids who simply can't participate in the bulk of sports today, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And that's one of the biggest social problems related to the commercialization of kids' sports, because it's now sports are basically class-based. The higher class you are, the more you participate. The lower income, the less likely you are to play.
So let's talk about the third leg of the ecosystem here, colleges.
Yes.
You point out in this book that the college admissions process incentivizes parents to get their kids playing whatever the sport is from an incredibly young age to boost their odds of getting into college 15 years later. And that seems
right
to me just to be, well, the whole thing seems, frankly, out of whack. But how does that work?
Well, you know, I don't think the colleges would put it that way, that they incentivize parents to do this, but that's kind of the result of
it. Right.
Because there are notable admissions advantages in terms of having lower SAT scores being required. There's also a streamlined process to get in. Most athletes are recruited and admitted early, so they forego the drama of senior year in high school.
Yeah.
You know, if you're anxious about your child's chances of getting into a good school, it may seem like a wise way to get them in.
So let's do a little bona fides here for you, right? Because you write this book as a mother of athletes, right? So that's one thing. But
yes.
more importantly, a just recently retired cross-country coach for high school kids. Did you see this? What was your experience on the ground?
Well, this was what was so discouraging to me, is that I saw that the purpose of sports for many kids seemed to be not about what you can learn in my sport from running and training and being with young people your age, but it became about what can this do for my resume? What can this do for my college prospects? And also that just the great amount of pressure on young people. They feel such pressure to perform.
So the last thing I want to ask you, since you spend a lot of time on solutions in this book, I want to ask you what the answer is, because for all that kids do get out of sport, and let's be upfront about this, right? Because they can be really rewarding, they can be motivating, they can be they can teach discipline and camaraderie and all of those things.
Yes.
But it is systemically dysfunctional. So my question
yes
to you, and here comes the sort of pokey in the eye. Well, it's not really pokey in the eye, but you'll see what I mean, right? A number of days ago, the Big Ten Conference signed mm-hmm an $8 billion television deal.
Yes.
So how do we, in the face of that kind of unbelievable money, fix the feeder system?
Well, that's the question we'd all like the answer to, isn't it? And I think that it has to be incumbent on parents to realize that they have agency. And perhaps, in a perfect world, to organize and try to resist some of this together. Maybe, you know, as some of the young people who went through this process, they might start resisting this as well. And who knows what the tipping point is going to be, but I think it has to start in individual homes. And perhaps parents can organize and join leagues and teams and be on those boards to shape the conduct of those organizations.
Linda Flanagan has a new book out. It's called Take Back the Game, How Money and Mania Are Ruining Kids' Sports and Why It Matters. Linda, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.